this is one of these years that we have, from little to big, we have some guys that know how to wrestle. And so I think when the heart of the season comes, we're going to be pretty good.
Westmore head wrestling coach Will Evans sharing why he's excited about his young but talented Jaguar squad this year. Welcome to Beyond the Game, sponsored by First United Bank. Before we get to this week's episode, we'd like to thank all the sponsors who make this podcast possible. First United Bank, helping you spend life wisely by taking small steps toward a life of love and impact. First United Bank, here to inspire and empower you along the way. The Evans Agency, State Farm, your good neighbor since 1960. The Evans Agency has been helping you protect what matters most, realize your dreams, and recover from the unexpected. Beneficial Automotive Maintenance, working to help you avoid costly car problems before they happen. And Norman Regional Health System, offering a free Saturday ortho clinic for high school athletes from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at both their Norman and Midwest City locations. Visit orthocentralok.com for details. Now, this episode marks part two of our winter sports preview series. Westmore's Will Evans has been wrestling pretty much for as long as he can remember, from his state championship days as a high school wrestler at Bristow High through a coaching career that has included successful stops at Broken Arrow, Union, Ada, and Bristow. He has been the head coach at Westmore for 5 years now, and he's excited about the 2021-2022 season.
Coach Evans, thanks so much for joining us on Beyond the Game. And I guess I caught you on a bus headed to a wrestling tournament today. Is that right?
That's right. We're headed to Tuttle, Oklahoma today.
So it's early in the season. You've had a chance to see your team in action. You had the big home tournament over at Westmore a couple of weekends ago. How are you feeling about your boys and girls team overall right now?
Well, right now we're pretty excited. You know, this is going to my fifth year here, and, you know, it kind of where we started 5 years ago and where we are today, you know, our guys are wrestling at a pretty high level early in the year, especially in November. We have some talented young people, and we're pretty excited where we're at right now, you know, as far as all the open preseason tournaments go.
Now, you've been around wrestling your whole life. You wrestled at Bristow in high school. You've coached for a long, long time at a lot of different levels. What does it take to build a successful 6A wrestling program in Oklahoma right now?
Well, I don't know what other people do. I just know what I concentrated on when I arrived here at Westmore. You know, I wanted to start hard recruiting our junior high guys and get the best coaches we could get around our junior high people. You know, 5 years ago, we had about 24 to 25 kids that wrestled junior high for us. You know, and thankfully Dustin Finn stepped in 5 years ago to be our junior high wrestling coach. And then eventually I brought him up with me. We've had some fantastic junior high guys around. So, you know, Brad Dick has been a huge part of that the last couple of years. But I think to build a program, you have to start getting them when they're 7th and 8th graders, get those athletes out to teach them how to wrestle and see if they love the sport. And that's what we've done here. We concentrated on our junior high, and now we have, you know, last year our junior high won the Shawnee Duels, which is one of the toughest tournaments in the nation. And we won it, and I think we can win it again this year.
So you really feel like you're building a foundation for success in the future by building through your junior high program, it would seem.
No, for sure. It's like building a house. You have to have a strong foundation, and that's where I thought that we could make the quickest impact. You know, we could start getting those junior high guys involved, recruiting at Brink and Moore West. And, you know, and this year was the first year we've had so many kids that we've had to split our practices. In the past, we've had all of our junior high guys practice at Brink, but now we're having practices at Brink and Moore West, and we have some fantastic coaches down there. You know, Dustin Finn and Brad Dick are at Brink, and we've got Bryson McGowan, and we've got Paul Poole at Moore West. So we have quality people around our young kids, and I tell them they have the most important job here. Coaching our junior high guys is the most important thing to me right now.
Well, let's talk about your varsity wrestlers, and let's start with the boys. As you were still early in the season, but Are you seeing anybody on your boys' side step to the forefront and look like they're going to be have a special season or go deep into the state tournament?
You know, it's you know, great coincidence we're having this today. You know, we had one of our high school guys just win the kickoff classic this year in Tulsa, Holden Martin. The kickoff classic is a tournament where people come from California and Florida and all over the country to wrestle. Holden Martin is a returning state qualifier. Just won the Tulsa kickoff classic at 182 pounds. You know, he's one of our leaders in the room. We have some other guys who are, I mean, we've had, you know, we'll take 80 kids a weekend, you know, to an open tournament. We'll have 50 guys place. So, you know, to really, we have some fantastic kids right now. Holden Martin, Trey Rios is a two-time junior high state placer as a freshman, will be a big part of our team this year. We have Ian Jones, a returning state qualifier, who just came out of football, who hadn't had a chance to wrestle in the open tournament this year. You know, I could go up and down our lineup with, we've had, you know, a kid named Devin Miller's moved in from Ponca City. You know, he's going to be a great one for us at 113, one of our lightweights. This is one of these years that we have, from little to big, we have some guys that know how to wrestle. And so I think when the heart of the season comes, we're going to be pretty good.
Excellent. Now, on the girls' side, this is the second full year for girls' wrestling in Oklahoma. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was. It became an official OSSA sport last season. Last season, they had their second state tournament last year. The first year, any girl could enter and wrestle the OSSA state tournament. Last year, they actually had regionals, so you had to qualify for it. So, in each year, we've had women wrestle at the state tournament. So, our program is growing and getting stronger every day on the women's side.
And are there any of the ladies who really are showing an adaptation to the sport or just a real excellence at it this point in the game?
I'm telling you, I am thoroughly impressed and excited about our women's side of the program. You know, for most girls, this is brand new to them. And so most girls, you know, have only maybe wrestled a year or two. You know, now there are some exceptions to where they've wrestled for a long time because they had a dad or mom that, or a dad that wrestled and wanted them to get into it. And right now we've got several girls who have placed every weekend that are really catching on and adapting and working hard. So, you know, we've got girls like Abby Smith, who was a state placer last year in Stillwater, and she's moved here to wrestle for us. She'll be our 138-pounder. We got two younger girls who haven't wrestled very long, but they, you know, in Caitlin Widener and Maria Robbins, and they've placed every weekend at these open tournaments. So I think we're ahead of where we thought we'd be at this time with our women's program.
I think it's really fun, too. It seems like a lot of people were caught by surprise by the arrival of women's wrestling in Oklahoma, but it's a sport that's surging in popularity across the country.
Well, and you're absolutely right. You know, it surprises everyone, but besides those of us that were involved with it, you know, for years, you know, you could kind of look around and see what other states were doing. You know, Texas and Florida, their women's wrestling has exploded. And just in a couple years, you know, Oklahoma is growing, and our women's team has doubled. You know, we had 13 or 14 last year. We have 26 this year. You know, and now that is junior high and high school. And, again, we've made a big push to get junior high girls out and build that foundation. So, you know, it is a rapidly growing sport.
And that little jingle means it's time for our Evans Agency State Farm Get to Know Your Good Neighbor question. Coach Evans, I just have one question for you that maybe will reveal a little bit more about either your sense of humor or your willingness to fight. This is a classic internet question. If you had to fight, would you choose to fight 1,000 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck, and why?
I would probably try to fight the one horse-sized duck. At least I'm just fighting one. Maybe the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's kind of been my deal. So I think I'd fight the one big duck.
Yeah. Have you ever really, I mean, I've heard that question. It's been around for a while. I just have a hard time imagining 1,000 duck-sized horses or a horse-sized duck.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy question, but yeah, I would just fight that one.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being a good sport and answering that question. On your Boys and Girls Wrestling, anything else you want folks to know about the Jags this year as you head down to Tuttle and then look to December right around the corner with the tournaments coming up there and then into the regular season in January and on to state in February? Anything else that folks need to know?
Yeah, I would love to invite people out to watch our kids wrestle. You know, our kids, you know, they're hard workers. They're going to be exciting to watch, and we're going to be very young. You know, we only have 3 seniors this year, and our team is going to be made up of a lot of very, very talented youngsters. And so there'll be nights where we show a glimpse of the future where we look fantastic, and other nights, you know, we're going to wrestle like freshmen and sophomores. So, I really invite people to come out. Our first varsity home match is December 7th against Edmond Memorial, which is a fantastic team too. They're well coached by Mr. Delk, and it'll gonna be an exciting year for us. And these kids really, really deserve to have people come watch them wrestle and just invite them out to watch some exciting guys go.
Coach, hopefully folks will get out and watch you wrestle. I enjoyed watching you guys at your tournament a couple of weekends ago and looking forward to seeing what you guys do this year. And best of luck at Tuttle today, and we will see you here in the future.
Man, that sounds great, and I appreciate you taking your time to talk to me today.
And that's it for this episode of Beyond the Game. It's our second winter sports preview presented by First United Bank, helping you spend life wisely. We'd also like to thank the Evans Agency State Farm, your good neighbor since 1960, Norman Regional Health System, offering free Saturday ortho clinics for high school athletes at their Norman and Midwest City locations, and Beneficial Automotive Maintenance, working to help you avoid costly car problems before they happen. You can keep listening to Beyond the Game wherever you get your podcast. We'd also ask that you hit the like button and give us a rating and review on Apple. It helps spread the podcast to other listeners. We'll be dropping new podcasts each week, so keep an eye on the More Monthly Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts for notifications. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Game.